Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, April 13th.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Perhaps no line in the history of the space program is better known than that one. 50 years ago today, while more than halfway to the moon, the crew of Apollo 13, Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert, was in big trouble.
It looks to me, looking out the hatch, that we are venting something. We are venting something out into space.
An oxygen tank had exploded, damaging other systems and shutting down the mothership's fuel cells. Without them, it had no power and no way to keep the crew alive. Flight Director Gene Kranz prepped his team in mission control for the challenge.
Okay, now let's everybody keep cool. We got the LEM still attached. The LEM spacecraft's good, so if we need to get back home, we got a LEM to do a good portion of it with. Let's solve the problem, but let's not make it any worse by guessing.
Within an hour of the explosion, the astronauts were prepping their lunar lander, Aquarius, to serve as a lifeboat. They fired its main engine to put them on a path that would take them behind the moon, then straight back to Earth. Over the following 3.5 days, they relied on its power and engines to keep them alive and on course. And they relied on hundreds of engineers and technicians on the ground to solve problems and work out procedures. The astronauts were cold, thirsty, and miserable for much of the journey, but they made it home, surviving a famous problem in space. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.